Hey, everybody. This is Dave Weiner here. I'm sitting here waiting for Adam Curry to give me a call. We're going to do a trade secrets podcast today, and it's been quite a while since we've done one of these babies. And we're going to do this with cell phone technology because we've all both got new cell phones. His is a little bit hotter than mine is. His is a lot hotter than mine is. And basically, he just discovered that he has a feature that allows him to flip a switch, and then it'll record whatever is coming through the phone onto an MP3. And you know, that's pretty cool because we like MP3s, and then there's sort of like a balance to it. He doesn't come out sounding that much better than I do, which is sort of always been the problem with trade secrets. It's like, you know, I sound like I'm like in far away when in fact it's the other way around. I'm here in Seattle where it's happening, and you know, Adam's the one. He's like out there, and I like God knows where. I guess Europe, something like that, or whatever. So as you can hear, I'm still a pretty sick guy. if you listen to the Elliot Spitzer thing that I did yesterday, I won't spit today. I mean, you know, I haven't lost my sense of humor. In fact, if anything, you know, it helps to have a sense of humor when you sound as silly as I sound now. In any case, there's so much to talk about on the trade secrets. And the question is, you know, should we talk about everything or what should we? And you know what? I decided, oh, fuck it. Let's just talk about everything. You know, not that anybody's going to believe what we're doing. I mean, not that I believe it, even. But, you know, what else we got to do anyway? So, we'll probably just go ahead and talk about it and solicit people's input and sort of, you know, might as well let everybody know that there's, you know, there's a little more to the story than maybe first meets the eye. Everybody says, you know, Adam Curry, the guy who invented podcasting. You know, I like Adam and everything, but hey, Adam didn't invent podcasting. I gotta tell you, whatever. It's like the fucking media. I mean, that's what I want to like get past. I want to get past this idea that, you know, we have to simplify everything until, you know, there's absolutely no resemblance to the truth in anything that we report or talk about or whatever. You know, not that the world, the future of the world depends on whether or not, you know, we tell that story right. But shit, how many other stories get told wrong? And you know, they all do, basically. And we don't have a clue what's going on. And, you know, not that we were meant to have a clue, but, you know, we're going to need to have something resembling a clue in order to solve some of the problems that we got. And so, you know, we've been sort of lazy and sort of said, well, you know, this is the way things always have to be. And, well, there's no rule that says that that we always have to be, you know. And there have been times in history, and thankfully none really within my life. I know that I was alive during the Cuban Missile Crisis, but I don't remember it. I was too young. And I was like 6 years old when that happened, and I was 8 years old when President Kennedy was killed. And that may be one of the very first things I remember that has political significance, and I don't really even remember that very well. I remember, you know, going out to play and then hearing that somebody else had gotten killed, and I didn't understand what the hell that was about. You know, that was Lee Harvey Oswald had gotten killed. I remember asking my mother, you know, I didn't understand how there could be another president other than Kennedy, because in my experience, there had only ever been one president. And then she told me about this guy named Johnson, and I looked at his picture and I said, that just doesn't make any sense. It just simply doesn't make sense. Kids, you know, people think kids are stupid, but they're not stupid. They're just like, their point of view is rather limited. Not a whole lot of data to go by. Not a lot of extrapolation. I mean, if all you had ever known was a president that was young and handsome and vibrant and sort of interesting, and then they show you this old guy who obviously was a cigarette smoker. I mean, that guy certainly must have been like a 5-pack-a-day guy, right? You know, and you know, not that I have anything against cigarette smokers, having been one myself. Well, of course, I do have lots against cigarette smokers. I'm one of those assholes who thinks that I'm like God's gift because, you know, I quit smoking. And if I can do it, so they say, anybody can. Yeah, speaking of which, while I'm waiting for Adam to call, this is sort of turning into a morning coffee notes. Not the sort of, you know, weird one where I spit into the into a plastic bag on the floor. By the way, I didn't spit onto the floor. I spit onto a plastic bag that I set up just for that purpose because I kind of had this thing sketched out. Anyway, yesterday I spoke for the second time with Dave Jacobs, and it was really touching. I mean, you know, for 10 years, I remember, you know, just a little over 10 years ago that Dave sort of took me aside at a industry conference and explained to me that he had what he called die young disease, and clearly it had been coloring his whole life, just like it's probably coloring his kids' lives, because, you know, there's a reasonably high probability that they have it too. All Dave's two other siblings both had the same disease, polycystic kidney disease, and I think it's called PKI or whatever. His father had it. His father died of it. And you know, so, and that happened when Dave was a relatively young guy. And so, you know, he's had this sort of cloud over his head his whole life. And and it turns out, I mean, this isn't, of course, the end, but, you know, talking with him the second time, he realized things have changed now. It's no longer, you know, for the last 10 years, this is, I mean, and then longer than 10 years for him, you know, but for, in my experience, 10 years, there's been this sort of death sentence laying over this guy's head. And I was like, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and then you're going to die unless you get a transplant. And, you know, the way that works is that, you know, you don't get the transplant until you really need a transplant, unless you can arrange one privately, and that's hard to do, because there are a lot of rules about that, and you know, so you just get sicker and sicker and sicker until you're almost like dead, and then if they can get you a kidney in time, you can like have something resembling a normal life, you know. Otherwise, you just get sicker and then eventually you die. I mean, you go on dialysis and, you know, not only anybody kid you, dialysis is awful. Dialysis is like, it's not a life particularly. It's a way of sustaining life while you're waiting for something else. And that something else could either be a transplant or a cure or dying, you know. And, you know, I don't know if there are other options, but that's sort of what pops into my mind. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, Dave was a really sick guy, very, very sick, and had gone into the hospital with, he had heart problems, and they had to do some emergency stuff to keep him going. And, you know, and then yesterday, it dawned on me, listening to him, that the corner now had been turned, and now he was thinking about things differently. This is really cool. He said something like, I don't want to say exactly what it was because it's kind of personal, but it was something that indicated that he was going to make a change in his life. And the change was something that I sort of thought, well, that's really weird. And I sort of laughed at first, and then I took it back. I said, I'm sorry I laughed, and really need to think about this here, because, you know, you're reacting basically to having been given an incredible gift. And he said, yeah, and then he started crying, and I did too. But if the truth is absolutely true, things really, really can change. I mean, that's the thing, when, you know, there's this sort of like resignation that people have about life, that it's just a sort of a sameness, that things really can't change. Well, you know, and that becomes one's default place, you know, position, until you get put into a situation where you realize, holy shit, something really, really, really changed here. And what, you know, here's a guy who, you know, it's not a certain future, but hey, nobody has a certain future. But it's a pretty decent one. I mean, this is a guy who had a pretty shitty one. And now he goes from having pretty shitty outlook to having a pretty decent outlook. He's got a healthy kidney in his body. He has to keep his body from rejecting it, but he's become very informed. He's gotten his body into really good shape, except for the fact that it's been like devastated by this horrible disease. But it's now going to come back. Then when he gets 100% of his strength back, and they said that's going to be about 3 months, which sounds like the same 3 months that I had to go through. You know, you realize that after 3 months, he's coming back to a place that's much better than where he was before the operation. I mean, he was not anywhere near 100%. He was, like, not getting any decent sleep, in constant pain and nausea, very depressed. With very high, I think it's called creatinine levels in his blood, because dialysis doesn't really work. It just keeps you alive, but it doesn't do what kidneys do. Kidneys are like what you kind of need the kidneys. So anyway, so let it be said. I guess this is going to turn into, I'm going to turn this into a very short morning coffee notes on its own. I just thought I was going to while away a little bit of time while waiting for Adam to call, but it turned into something more. So anyway, with that in mind, next recording you'll hear is a trade secrets. Adam and I are going to talk about the company that we want to start and podcasting and sort of do a little brainstorming about products and product naming and stuff like that. And, you know, you're welcome to listen in and maybe welcome to participate in the company too. We'll see. So anyway, that's it for, this is December 8th, 2004. Morning Coffee Notes, Dave Weiner, www.scripting.com, RSS feed, www.scripting.com/RSSXML, everybody. Okay, bye.